a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will now come to order. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senators Krebs, Lucas,
here.
Monroe,
here.
Obdahl,
here.
Auten,
here.
Ewing,
here.
Valley,
here.
Six present.
We have a quorum. Chantel Krebs is excused. She's out of town. And at this point, I'm going to tell everyone that we're just going to have an orientation meeting this morning, so it's going to be a little less formal. First thing I'm going to say is where you're sitting today, pick out where you want to be, and on Friday where you sit is where we're going to try and remain that way for the session so that the pages know where to set the name tag. So, you know, find a spot that you like, and Friday we'll use that as where we're going to sit. Before I forget, and I'll remind again, we're going to have a joint committee meeting on Thursday between the House Transportation Committee and the Senate Transportation Committee, and that is to hear the results of the Teen Safe Driving Task Force. We're not going to debate any of the issues. We're not going to take action on it, but they want to report back to this committee on what their findings were, what they did, and what their proposals are. So we will hear them at that time. And since this is my first one, I'm also a little out of order here. First thing I want to do is I want to welcome the people in the audience, the people on the internet, to the committee meeting. My second thing is turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. And I'll tell a quick story. Never forget, it was several years ago. I was chair, and the committee room was full. Pretty contentious issue. A person comes in late. It's a cold day. He's got a coat. He has to sit up front because there's no chairs left. And the bill is pretty much one-sided. I think he was like one of two people that testified against it. We had a lot of people testifying for it. And he's sitting up there, and his cell phone goes off. But he can't find it because it's in his coat pocket, and he's fumbling through this pocket, that pocket, and he's kind of bunched up because he's in a chair like this. He goes through his briefcase, can't find it. Finally finds it in his coat pocket. And there was a senator that he was just starting to say, I've got two questions. He remembered the one and forgot the other one. He never could, he couldn't remember what the second question was. Well, I'm sure it came to him later on, but that's why we don't want to have those disruptions. So make sure that I'm always going to say turn off your cell phones. Then I will, just to give you an idea of where we're going, I will always ask for the minutes, if there's any changes to the minutes, and that it be approved. And at this point, do we have a couple pages? One, all right. And I'm going to always ask the page to come over to the nearest mic and just introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and what you plan on doing after you graduate.
Good morning. I'm Tracy Haig from Highmore, and I'm hoping to go to SDSU for political science.
Okay. Thank you. And then we have an intern. Introduce yourself to the committee.
Good morning. I'm Brandy Hansman. I'm from Garrettson, South Dakota. I'm going to college at USD for political science and criminal justice.
All right. Thank you. And she's going to be here at our committee meeting, so if you have something that you feel that she could help you in research or locating, Brandy will be the person to go to. When we do, if you as a presenting a bill or someone has a bill to present, we'll ask the pages to distribute the information and do that behind the desk up here, because you don't want people walking in front of between us and the person that's testifying. And I'll also ask that everyone signs in that's going to speak, so that we know we've got record, because sometimes they'll say my name is Mike Jones and you didn't catch that's Mike Jones from wherever. So that way the secretary knows who it is, where they're from, and we can have that in official records. If you're going to be gone, either for the entire session, or for the entire committee meeting, which usually doesn't happen, but if you've got a bill you're going to be plugging over at Judiciary or wherever that's a conflict, tell the chair, whatever committee you're on, so that he can schedule the votes, because he wants you to be there, so maybe you know where you're going to be on that, so that we make sure we've got enough people here to vote on the bill. And if you want to schedule a bill, always talk to the committee chair, because you might have somebody coming from out of town so that they can kind of say, well, I'd really like to have this next Wednesday, but we could do it Friday, so that the chair has some options, whatever committee it is, so that they can schedule it, because you got people coming from out of town. And at this point, I'm going to kind of break this up. I'm going to have everyone tell a little bit, just a few things about themselves so we get to know each other. So I think we'll just start down there. The only member here today, well, two. I have two former other members. We'll start down there at this end with Larry Lucas. Just tell us a little bit about yourself so we know where you're coming from, and we'll just go right on down the line here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Larry Lucas from Mission. This is the first time for me to serve in the Senate. I have served nine terms, I guess, in the House. Eight, this is my ninth term. So glad to be here. I have six counties in District 26, so I'm glad to be in transportation because I have a lot of territory to represent. I'm also a sales representative for a company where we sell some technology-related equipment and software to career and tech ed schools around the state, so I travel a fair amount there and have put a number of miles on and know the condition of our state highways. I also run a little bit to try to stay healthy and keep my cholesterol down, so I know the condition of many of our rural gravel roads as well. And in fact, this spring I keep a log in my computer, and as accurately as I can figure it, I put my 75,000th mile on a gravel road on Highway 57 just outside of Sioux Falls, and I know in a couple of years that gravel road will not be gravel anymore. So I understand the needs of the highway systems in our state. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm David Omdahl. I'm from Sioux Falls, District 11. This is my first time as a senator. I've been a licensed civil engineer for probably 20-some years, several years anyway. I have worked for the DOT. I know Mr. Howard there pretty well, and started out there. I had 8 years with the DOT, 4 years, I guess, in city government. I've worked in both the public and private sector. Worked everything from highways to subdivisions, whatever as engineers were required for. So happy to be here, and I always have an interest in transportation.
Good morning. My name is Ernie Otten. I am from District 6, which would include Southern Sioux Falls, T, Lenox, and Harrisburg. Background, I'm principally a carpenter by trade. My dad was that, and his dad was that, so that kind of spread down. Used to build houses in the late 70s and 80s. That recession changed that outlook in life. Principally, I've been a jack of all trades since then. Owned my own business selling craft supplies at one time, where we would package beads, balls, you name it, and then send it across the nation. Even did some shipping into Germany, England, and Guam, and Okinawa. From there, then I now work at outfit called Shulman Lumber. They've been around a few years, and I do digital takeoffs down there for house plans and commercial projects. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Bob Ewing. I'm from Spearfish, and I am a senator for District 31, which is just Lawrence County. And I've been a sitting county commissioner for 10 years. I'm going to finish out my term. I've got 2 years left there as well. So I've been involved in, as these gentlemen have said, the roads, the systems, to, the cost and the upkeep of what it takes to keep everybody going. And I've also been involved in trucks all my life, as well as ag, and currently own and operate a heavy commercial towing and recovery company. So I'm out on the highways as we speak, and I know of a lot of the issues and problems. So I'm excited to sit on this committee and see how everything works. Thank you.
At this point, I'll speak for Chantel Krebs. She's not here. Chantel has been in the legislature four terms, I believe it is. This will be her fifth term. She was, I think, three terms in the House and one term in the Senate. And she was chairman of the House Transportation Committee at one time. She's a fourth-generation farm kid from Kingsbury County. Parents were into trucking, and so were her grandparents. Her grandfather owned a John Deere dealership in Clark, and her brother owns a car dealership, and she's in the clothing business, I believe. She used to have a store in Sioux Falls, and I think she does that kind of wholesaling that now. I'm not exactly sure what she does. So that's a little bit on Chantel Krebs, and I'll let Senator Monroe go, and then I'll finish.
I'm Jeff Monroe. I think everybody in here knows me except for Mike.
I think everybody knows me except my constituent. I got to get her vote next time. appreciate you, Pages. I'm a chiropractor. I have a specialty in neurology. And my interest in transportation is that the more roads you build, these guys really get wrecked when they're driving these trucks and shoveling and all these type of things. So, but years and years ago, ever since the 80s, I've predicted, I myself have read and predict a society where if we don't do something, we're going to end up being a pothole society. When I see the funding for transportation and these types of things, we got to do something. I don't know what. That's up to Mr. Chairman. But thank you.
Thank you. My name is Mike Valley. I came to the legislature 8 years ago, been two terms in the House, two terms in the Senate, so this is my fifth term. Just so you have some comfort here, Mr. Vice Chair, when I came to the Senate, I was chair, and I hadn't been in the Senate before, so I was, but I'd been in the House and had been on the House Transportation Committee my first term. I'm retired now. I was in the grain business for about half my business life, and I was in the banking business and a credit card operation for the other half my business life. So that kind of gives you a little background. Right out of college, I worked for Jim Abner in Washington, D.C. as a legislative aide. And I just thought of this. The final straw that broke the camel's back was I was deciding to come back to home, and I was going over the 14th Street Bridge. It was a hot day. My collar was undone. My air conditioning was out of my car. I was behind a bus, and it was just, we were stalled. And the bus driver kept hitting the gas, and smog was coming out, and I'm like, what am I doing here? And John Denver came on the radio with Rocky Mountain High, and I says, that's it, man, I'm out of here. So that was how I decided to come back, and I got into the grain business at that point. So that's a little bit about us. I think that's good, so we all know each other and know some of our thoughts. I'm kind of going to continue down my little list of things here for the orientation. One of the things I want us all to remember is the golden rule. Treat others as you'd want to be treated. So when we have a witness up here, all the questions are going to go through the chair. So if you have a question, you'd say, Mr. Chair, and I'd say, yeah, I have a question for the witness. I'd say, fine. And the witness will answer, he'll ask permission to answer the question. And then if you have a follow-up, you'll say, Mr. Chair, a follow-up, and I would say, fine. And then what I'd like to do is move on to another person. So we all get a chance to, you know, ask questions. And that way it kind of builds. You may ask a question that gets him going over here and thinking someone else, and then he's got a question that kind of gets you thinking, well, how about this? And that way we can maybe build and get some ideas flowing. So that's why I don't want to make sure you don't, you know, as they say, hog the mic. The other thing you want to remember is the people that are testifying here, a lot of them are people that have maybe driven 200 or 250 miles to get here. They're nervous as the dickens to testify, and so we want to give them all our attention. I mean, I hate it when people are, you know, get out a newspaper or are reading their emails, and we want you wouldn't feel comfortable if you're sitting in that testimony chair and doesn't look like anyone's paying any attention to you. So they've come a long way. We want to give them that respect. Have the use the pages. If you want a cup of coffee, you know, I'll have them get you a cup of coffee. If you forgot your computer and it's on your desk downstairs, have a page, go get it. Keep your focus on what's going on here so that you can give your full attention to the people that are testifying. When you're done speaking, and this happens to me, turn off your mic. Sometimes, and I don't approve of this, but sometimes you might make just a quick offhand remark. Remember, what you say on here is on the internet for life. So what you say, just remember, that's fine, but it's recorded. And someone may want to go, someone may go back and see what you said, or your offhand remark might make it happen one time. And that's why I'm going to ask the vice chair here, when we're done, we adjourn, be sure and turn off the internet. There was one time I didn't do that. I forgot. And I was having a discussion up here with someone from the administration. It was kind of an off-the-record discussion because I was trying to ascertain whether they were going to support this bill or not. They're going to come testify. And somebody told me later that the internet was still on. I went back and listened to it real quick. You couldn't discern anything because we were far enough away that you couldn't. So always remember to turn off your mic, and Vice Chair, remember when it's over that we turn off the internet. When we have committee action, we'll have proponents, usually allow questions of the proponents, then we'll have opponents, and we'll have questions for the opponents, and then we'll have a rebuttal. And if I forget the rebuttal, which I sometimes have done, Mr. Vice Chair, poke me and say, remember rebuttal, because that person has a chance to have a short rebuttal. Then we'll close it to public testimony, and it's open to discuss. When you do that, go through the chair so we don't have a whole bunch of people talking at one time. Just ask the chair, and we'll discuss it that way. Usually amendments, when we do them, are done on voice vote. I'll make the call whether it's A or nays win. If you don't like the call, you can ask, and we'll go through a roll call vote. Usually you can tell. Sometimes it's just one person, and it's all I, and you hear one person say nay, and pretty easy to call. But if you do have a question and you think the chair, or sometimes the chair will be in doubt, he'll do the same. If a bill has a do pass motion and fails, it's not done. You got to have final disposition. And that means that it's got to be tabled or more than likely sent to the 41st day. And I would prefer if you make the motion to the 41st day. We've only got 38 days this session. I always like to use 41 because that's what's in law. If we have to, for some reason, especially this year, because the federal government doing something and we almost had to extend another day and we deferred all our bills to the 39th day, you're going to have somebody ask some legal questions. So let's just keep it to the 41st day, and that's what's in law, and we know we aren't going to go any longer than that. After the bill has been, let's say it's been passed, I will ask someone from the Republican Party, and there's only one Democrat here, so I'll ask Senator Lucas to bring it to his caucus. And then when you do that, it's your job to explain that bill to the caucus. And it's your job not to take a position, but it's to say, we had testimony in favor of it. This is what the proponents were. These were the proponents that testified. These were the people that were against it. Here's why they were against it, da-da-da-da. So that the people in the caucus have an idea of what that bill is about. And then you'll be responsible for answering some quick questions on it. So as we're going through those caucus discussions. And then I will also ask either myself or I'll have someone present that bill on the floor. There are a lot of times they're agency bills. They weren't sponsored by any one of us, but it's the Department of Transportation has a bill to do something. It passes the committee. I'll ask somebody to explain that bill on the floor and to advocate for it. Here's why the committee did this and whatever. And I'll give you a kind of a list of things that you can go through to help explain that on the floor. Sometimes you'll hear this comment, and I want to make sure we do not do it. It's, it isn't quite right, but we'll fix it on the floor. No. Let's get it as best as we can get it out of here. So we may amend it and re-amend it or whatever, but somebody says, well, we'll just fix it on the floor. No, you got a whole, you got 30 people to 35 people to deal with down there. Here we've only got 7 of us. Let's get it in the best condition we can and be known for sending a bill down that we think is as best as we could get it out of this community. That doesn't mean there won't be amendments down there, but let's not look at trying to fix it. I want you to think about if you want to go paper or non-paper for committee bills. Here is, and I'll just pass this around. Oops. This is my book from last year. And what it has in here are the bills that were presented to the committee, the minutes of the past committee, and then the schedule for the upcoming committee. And you can do this by paper, or you can go paperless if you want. I have nothing wrong with paperless. I'm trying to, I said that experiment and do the iPad. I'm going to give that a try. But for me, I like to have something in writing. If we're going to do an amendment, I want to be able to write on it or scratch out. And you can do that on these, but I'm not proficient at it. But we need to tell the secretary here so that the pages can prepare that for you and have that on your desk. As soon as possible before the meeting. So you've got it. You can look and say, here's what the minutes were, and here's what the program is for the upcoming committee meeting and what bills are going to be considered. So if you would let the secretary know if you want to go paperless or whatever, and you can see on some of those I might have him scratching on them, as we're working through a bill. I want to remind you that tomorrow we'll meet at 9 o'clock in 413, which is the Judiciary Committee Room, and that will be to hear the Teen Safe Driving Task Force. And on Friday, we're going to start right in at 7:45. And the reason we're going to start at 7:45 is the Department of Transportation Secretary Bergquist will be here, and he will give, make it DOT 101. Because most of us are new to transportation. Were you on transportation before? So the only two people who have been on transportation committee before will be Senator Krebs and myself. So I says, just go back to the basics. And I told that to Director Hilmer. We'll have the Department of Revenue and the Secretary will be here. And then Deb Hilmer with Division of Motor Vehicles will give a presentation from the Department of Revenue. And then some part of next week we will have the Department of Public Safety make their presentation. Now, I'm going to turn to the Secretary and to Mr. Botts. What did I forget?
Oh,
you'd
be great.
Boy, aren't they nice. I'll just finish with, this is my personal view. I look at our job as senators is to solve problems. We can debate it one way or another, but that's our job, is to solve the problem. Figure out, one, is it really a problem? And if it is a problem, okay, what's the cause of the problem? Peel the onion back. And then what's the fix? And that's what I want to see us be able to do here as time goes on. So does anyone else have any questions or anything else? Just kind of an orientation. I went a little bit longer. I hope you don't mind that. A lot of you are new to the system, and so I thought I'd just kind of give a good overview. And I try and start on time, because we have people coming from out of town, and sometimes if we have a lot of people testifying, I will ask, how many proponents, how many opponents do we have? And I'll ask them to divide up their time equally so that we may have several bills that day and we need to get through them, because people have come a long way to testify and you don't want to have them come back for the next 2 days later. So with that, if there's no questions, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by...
Second.
Second by Senator Amdahl for motion to adjourn. I can't remember. Is that a
voice vote?
All those.